Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. It is now the 8:30 hour on Wednesday, and it's time for Inspirational Wednesday, Words of Wisdom, plain and simple. And I'm your host, Diane Adams, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege to come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that everyone had a good week and that God did deliver whatever you was asking him to deliver. I just want you to know that our lesson tonight is coming from Psalms 139. And the title of the lesson is, God is all-knowing, everywhere at the same time, and has all power in his hand. As always, it's a privilege and honor for God to allow me to come before you week after week. And I want to let you know that I do not take it lightly. So what I'm going to do now is go and play a song, and the title of the song is In the Middle. It's saying that God is in the middle of everything that's going on. So listen to the song, be prayerful, and be blessed. And when we come back, we're going to go into our lesson. Enjoy.
It seems hard to see, I care for you. And sometimes it's hard for you to see that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there in the middle. Oh, when you cry. Times I must question your faith. Oh, don't give up, always look up, don't give in. I'm right there in the middle, yeah, yeah. Thank God I come right there. Tried to take your hope away. I was there when you didn't know right from wrong. Yeah, I was there when your friends walked out on you. I was there when you didn't know what to do. Yeah, when you searched and found all of
Song is appropriate for the lesson that we have in tonight. You know, God lets us know that no matter what's going on, no matter what state we're in, what season we're in, what adversities we're going through, no matter what it is, he said, I'm right there in the middle of it. You have to believe it to be able to achieve the fact and the security of knowing that God is always there. So at this time, we got to go to the throne of grace, and then we'll get into the lesson. If anyone would like to pray, please press the one button on your phone, and you'll be able to go to the throne of grace. On behalf of the Bible study, anyone who would like to pray, press the one button. Well, since no one has pressed, let us go to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious God, here it is once more and again. You have allowed us to come together on a Wednesday night, dear God. Heavenly Father, as we explore the Word of God together. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity that you have given me to be able to go before your people, Lord, and I want you to know that I don't take it lightly. And I also realize that it's not about me. I also know that I'm only a vessel to be used by you. And Holy Spirit, I have a spirit of expectancy that you're going to have your way with this study on tonight. You realize that I don't know all of the people that are calling in and some of the reasons why, but I know you have the answer. Heavenly Father, I decrease as you increase. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. I pray that you open up the ears of the listeners, dear God, that they could see you in your word. Heavenly Father, we're going to be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise because you're worthy. There's no other like you. And God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for loving on us. Thank you for your son. Thank you for your spirit. And all of this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God. So now that we have gone to the throne of grace, which is necessary for us to do in all things, because the Bible says in all things through prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. There's no big things, no things too big to go to God for, and of course there's nothing too little to go to God, because the scriptures say in all things through prayer and supplication, make your request known. So tonight we're coming from Psalms 139. The title of the lesson is God is all-knowing, everywhere at the same time, and has all power in his hand. So I'll give a little background on the book of Psalms, and I'm going to give a little background on David, and then we're going to go ahead into the scriptures. Most people believe that David wrote the entire book of Psalms, but that is not so. David is the author of the psalm that we're going to expound upon tonight, Psalms 139. But he did not write the entire book. He only wrote about half of the psalms, 73 of them to be exact, but there's 150 in total to be precise. Psalm is the longest book in the Bible, and Psalms 119 is the longest chapter. David wasn't the one who even put the whole book of Psalms together, because some of this book was written hundreds of years after he died. And the Psalms are collections of the writings of several different authors and is divided into five major sections. So that's a little bit on the book of Psalms. David is not the author of the total book. You see, as a young shepherd boy, David demonstrated absolute faith in God. He recognized it was God who allowed him to slay the lion and to kill the bear to protect his sheep. You see, at the age of 20, God gave him a powerful defeat against Goliath when all others was afraid. You know, David eventually became king of Israel, and he had many triumphs. God considered him a man after his own heart. You see, despite the greatness of David, Like all of us, David had several faults. You see, he sinned with Bathsheba and against Uriah, and it was not the only mistakes that he made. But you see, David was single-mindedly committed to God, yet guilty of some of the most serious sins recorded in the Old Testament. And you see, the aftermath of these errors, however, revealed David's zealous passion in action as he sought forgiveness and repentance. You know, people always say, you know, David made mistakes, but one thing about David, he knew how to go to God for forgiveness, and he knew how to repent. And because of that, God said he was a man after his own heart. You see, David understood that God is not focused solely on the outward appearance of man, but on the heart. You know, David at plenty times for the things he did deserved death. But God spared him because of his repentant attitude. David's life allows us to know that God doesn't allow our past to dictate our future. Remember that. Repentance is a word that many think that they understand, but the simple definition is making a reversal from doing what is wrong, and listen at this, towards doing what is right. Think about it. Making a reversal from doing what is wrong towards doing what is right. David demonstrated what this often misunderstood word is all about. You see, the scriptures provide both inspirational and sobering glimpses into the depth of his repentance. If you want to see, you know, his faults and how he asks for forgiveness, you got to study the book and you will see. You see, David knew how to go before God for forgiveness, not sometime, but each time and every time he failed. David understood the attributes of God fully. And this is kind of coming into our lesson, and that's why I put that as the background. But, you know, we can't truly trust God. We can't believe totally in God till we know who God really is. You see, in order for us to trust, honor, love, and depend on God totally, we must first fully understand who he is. But I want to let you know tonight that God doesn't ask us just to trust him, but God has given us all of the evidence necessary for us to know who he is. But it's up to us to believe it. You know, we have atheists in the world. We have Muslims don't believe in Christ. We have Jehovah's Witnesses that don't believe in Christ, and that Christ is the incarnated God, and they don't believe in a Trinity. You know, with all of the facts that's going out. I went to the show a couple of weeks ago, and it was about a man, and it's a true story because he wrote a book. He was an atheist. And you see what he did? He set out to prove that the Bible was not true, that God was a figment of many people's imagination. But you see, as he went out to prove what God wasn't, he couldn't deny the truth. In the end, he could not deny the truth. So I could tell anyone that may be listening, if you don't know who God is, I pray that you seek him, because he said if you seek him, he will be found, and understand who he really is, because you will never know who you are until you realize who your maker is. You see, that's why they have so many people in the world today seeking love in all the wrong places, making all the same mistakes over and over, because they don't know who they are. And the more you understand about him, the more you will know about yourself. Because the word of God is true, and you apply it to yourself, and you can begin to take on the image of God's Son, Jesus Christ, you will begin to see your life clearer and clearer as the day goes on. You have to know that your success, peace, and joy are all wrapped up in the intended purpose designed for you by God. I'm going to say that again. Your success, your peace, and joy are all wrapped up in the intended purpose for you, designed by God. And I know we know that what's for you is you. You see, but your cooperation with the things of God, which is written in the words of God, allow God to mold and shape you into your intended purpose. There's a beautiful scripture that I love, and it's one of my favorite scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11. And in that scripture it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord." Now this is God talking to Jeremiah to let Jeremiah know, let the people know that God have thoughts for them. But he goes on to say, the Lord say, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You have to believe it, saints, because God is constantly working all things out together for your good because of his love for you before the foundation of the world was laid. And as we go into Psalms 139 tonight, it's going to give us a glimpse of the attributes of God, which is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. You see, remember that. That's three main characteristics of God. You see, these attributes let us know that God is in a class all by himself. Hallelujah. There is no one who can compare. If you search the world all over, your mama can't do it, your daddy can't do it, the dean of the university can't do it. No one compares to God. And that's what separates him from everything and everybody else. And that's what makes him God. You see, God can do whatever he wants, where he wants, when he wants, because he wants, for whomever he wants to, because he is God. And I want to tell you tonight, God don't have to get permission to do anything and to do his will. God don't have to go to the board of directors, hallelujah, to ask and get permission and get a vote on what he's deciding to do. God is in control of this. He's the creator. And all glory and honor is doing. God created everything for his glory. Everything. The sun come up. The moon go down. The water stays in its boundaries, in the seas and in the ocean. Summer, winter, spring, and fall come in its appropriate time. Birds still fly in the air. Snakes still crawl on the ground. And every now and then he give us a rainbow to remind us that he's with us, that he loves us, and that he will never destroy the earth again by water. So as we go in our scriptures tonight, I'm going to read 1 through 6. And it says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and my rising. Thou understand my thoughts far off. Thou compassest my paths and my laying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. God knows you. This is written in the word of God, so take it as true and understand how God knows you through and through. Verse 4, for there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. There's nothing you ever said, can say, or will say that God don't already know it. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. And 6 says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain it. So all you could be is in awe of God. And when you get to the place where you could awe God for what he's done, doing, and promised to do, you begin to know him, appreciate him, love him, give him reverence, and you begin to call him your Lord and not just your Savior. You'll call him your King and your High Priest. You'll call him the Shepherd and try to learn how to be a sheep. You'll call him the potter and just want to be a piece of clay. Thank you, Jesus. You see, when they were saying all of these things about God knowing everything. You see, David is saying this is a definition or an example of the omniscient, which means all-knowing. You see, God is all-knowing in the sense that he is aware of the past, present, and future. Nothing takes him by surprise. His knowledge is total and complete. You know, like they say, God know everything, and some people say if he know everything, he know if I'll be saved or not saved, and so it don't make no sense for me trying. God didn't choose who would be saved and wouldn't be saved, but because God knows everything before the foundation of the world and everything all the way through eternity, he knew who would accept his son. He knew if you was going to come to love him. He knew if you was going to develop a servant heart. And that's why he could use you. He knew you're going down, you're lying down, and you're rising up, and he was acquainted with all of your ways because he's all-knowing. Not that he pre-chose what you to do, because we are free moral agents, and God give us the choice. He didn't want to make us choose him. He wanted us to come to him in love. He knows all that there is to know and all that can be known. You see, before the foundation of the world, God knew everything about you, and with that information, he designed a plan and purpose for your life. He knew your thoughts, and guess what? Each intention behind them. You know, sometimes we do something for people and we talk about it and we grumble about it and we didn't want to do it. We didn't do it for the right reasons. Or we did some things to show off. Or we did other things to make ourselves look good. But this is letting us know God even know the intention behind the things that you do. God's eyes can look into the heart and read it like a book. He not only knows what we have done and said, but he knows our motive why we did those things. You see, God cares about every details of all of our lives. He really knows us better than we can ever know ourselves. Remember, he created you. When you think of someone who has no beginning and no end, should be beyond your understanding as well. And I'm going to go to the 7, 8, 9, and 10th verse at this time. And it's in the 10, 11, and 12 verse. Whether I go from the spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, that's like a bird flying really, 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 really high, and dwell in the othermost part of the sea. So he's saying, if I go so high in the air and go so deep in the sea, God, you're still there. And 10 said, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand. And y'all, the right hand of God is representation of Jesus, shall hold me. And 11 said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. And 12, ye, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as day, and darkness and the light are both alike to thee. What he's telling you, if you're doing things in the dark, don't think God can't see it. And you know, it's always saying what you do in the dark becoming into the light. You see, these scriptures let us know one of the other attributes of God. Remember, the first one was omniscient, all-knowing. Now we on omnipresent, which means all-present. This term lets us know that God is capable of being everywhere at the same time. It means his divine presence encompasses the whole of the universe. That is why the scriptures state that God will never leave nor forsake us, because he can't. And you know, there's times in our lives when we don't feel the presence of God. But I want to let you know tonight, it's not because he left you, but you have left him. You maybe stopped going to church. You maybe stopped praying. You maybe stopped meditating. You maybe not reading the word, and you feel a little separated. And the reason is, just like you feed your spiritual body, you got to feed, just like you feed your physical body, you have to feed your spiritual parts of yourself, the spiritual parts. You know, like if you don't eat enough food, you go hungry and you might get weak. The same thing happens when you don't feed your spirit. And you may feel like God is nowhere near, but God never left you. You are leaving him, because the word of God says God will never leave us nor forsake us. And when we understand the attributes of God, the omnipresence, we know he can't leave us, because he's everywhere at the same time. You see, he is everywhere at once, no matter what is going on in your life. God is right in the middle of it. And when you can't hear his voice, just trust his plan, because he's God, and yes, he do understand. And when I say if you can't hear his voice, trust his plan, if you don't know what the plan of God is, because you haven't read the word of God, I suggest you do. Because if you're going to put your trust in anything, anybody, it should be God. And his plan is written out in the 66 books, which is called the Bible, for you. So if you can't hear his voice, trust his plan. If you don't know his plan, start studying for yourself. Have you ever been alone in a dark night? You know, for those who don't know the Lord, this could be a very frightening situation. But for the Christian, we are comforted in knowing, though the night be dark around us, he is there to help us. You see, he is the light. Don't they say Jesus is the light of the world? He is the light. He is the light of the world. So no matter how dark it gets, because you accepted Christ, his spirit is living inside of you. And even though, you know, it's dark all around you, you have to just realize and rely on the fact that he is the light. The Bible says, let your light so shine that men may see the good works and glorify the Father. You see, we can be comforted in knowing that we have the light with us in darkness. And I have to add this, even though we love the Lord, it doesn't mean we won't have trials or tribulation. But I want to let you know, it's never what comes our way, but who we go through it with. And if we look at verses 13, 14, 15, and 16 all the way through 18, the scriptures we read as follow: For thou hast possessed my reins and hast covered me. See, this is the one I love. Has covered me in my mother's womb. And you see, thou, when it says thou hast possessed my reins, you know, a rein is like a strap they put on a horse to kind of guide him. A rein is something you put on something, because it's like a strap to hold everything together. So look what it's saying: For thou hast possessed my reins. So God has, you know, like placed his hand and put all of your organs and everything together. And he put everything that was necessary inside of you to be a human being, that he has created in excellence. But look what they say after that. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. You see, when he got everything formed up and placed and in place, he took his hand and he covered you in your mother's womb. Can you believe it tonight? 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. 15, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. My eyes did see my substance. Thine eyes, not my eyes. 16, thine eyes had seen my substance. Watch this. Yet being unperfect, and in the book of members were they written, which in constants were formed, when as yet there were none of them. I'm going to read it again because it got a little choppy. And for those who have your Bible, follow me. Thine eyes did see my substance. Talking about God's eyes. Yet being unperfect. You see, God knew we wasn't perfect. And in the book of all members were written, which is constant, were fashioned, when yet there were none. God knew you before you was in your daddy groins and in your mama's womb. Hallelujah. Before you even was, he knew you. See, God had a master plan in the beginning when he said, let everything was. Hallelujah. See, that's the kind of power God has. And 17 says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them all. If I should count them, they are more in numbers than the sand. When I wake up, I'm still with thee. You see, here we see that God is omnipotent. Remember, the first one was omniscient, all-knowing. Then the next one was omnipresent, everywhere at the same time. And here we see that God is omnipotent, which means all-powerful. You see, this means God can do what he wants. It means he is not subject to physical limitations like man. Being omnipotent, God has power over the wind, the water, gravity, physics. And no matter what your name, he has power over that as well. You see, God's power is limitless. There is the basis for the self-esteem and self-worth of a believer to knowing that that's the kind of God you serve and that God made each person unique, one of a kind. You know what I say? You know, I may not be this and I may not be that. You know, and I may never be this, or I may never be that. And it's okay with me because, you see, everything ain't for everybody, first off. And besides that fact, I guarantee you, nobody can beat Diane at being Diane. You see, God knew each of us before we were born, and he even knew the moment we would be conceived. If you think about it, you didn't get to pick your parents, and neither did your parents get to pick you. It was all a part of God's master plans. No coincidence, no accidents. Ha ha! Thank you, Jesus. He is present at each phase of development from that moment of his thought before conception until now. And all the way through eternity. You see, David is assured that God has been caring for him from the time that he was in his mother's womb. That's why he could write this. You know, have you ever noticed the special care that God has taken in protecting his own, even before they made a decision to follow him? You know, some of us have done all kind of things in our lives, and we wasn't seeking God like we should, and we wasn't in our places like we should, and we wasn't thinking on things like we should. But let's just take a look back in our lives and think things really over. And you could truly say that you was blessed even before you received God, because God said he will shine on the just as well as the unjust. And you see, God was blessing you to get you to your intended purpose. And you see the events and the things in your life that happen, God uses all of these things, even your life experience, because God knows what it takes to motivate you, to stimulate you, to get you to move in the direction that all of your success lies. You see, but as life goes on and you begin to realize and you begin to understand, you know, you get closer and closer to the promise. You see, in your own life, it seems as if he has been leading and guiding you to this very moment for these very things. And I guess I could say in my own life, it seems as if he had been leading and guiding me to this very moment to do this very thing that I'm doing. No accidents. No coincidence. And you see, that's why I know it's not about me, but it's all about him. And then I could say, why me? And God will tell me, why not you? God has a master plan. Have you ever thought of what a miracle is really? A miracle is really. Have you ever thought of how much of a miracle it is to see a child born with 10 fingers and 10 eyes, 10 toes, a mouth to speak? You know, the God, the creator of heaven and earth, everything that made, God made it. You see how he made a black cow, which eat green grass and produce white milk. Look at all the parts of the human body and know that God figured out all of this. It's so far above what mortal man can do. I want to let you know tonight that God created. God is the creator. And man only can invent by taking and putting things together and inventing something new. You know, the man who invented the lights, he didn't raise his hand and take thunder and make light. He took things and material that God had already created and put them together to make light. Man can only invent, God created. How could anyone doubt that there is a God? You see, the more you learn about the human body, the more you should believe in a superiority, in the superiority of God. You see, when Jesus hung on the cross and shed his precious blood, it was because we were on the mind of God. When man messed up, God already had a plan to fix it up. Hallelujah. We are always on the mind of God. He made a way for us where there seemed to be no way. Come on now. Everything with our salvation was messed up. God sent his son and made a way for us where there seemed to be no way. Hallelujah. And if I read the last verses, 19 through 24, and it says, surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. But they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemy take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? 22. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. 23. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And 24. And if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You know, David talked about the magnificence of God. In the first few chapters that we explored tonight, he talked about him being omniscient, that he knows it all. And then a couple of more verses took and broke down his omnipresent. And then he used some verses to talk about his omnipotent. And now he's talking about himself and how much, with him realizing that, he began to have sorrow in his heart for those who are not accepting God, or who don't know God, or who think they are made by themselves. And he said he didn't like that. You see, if we are a Christian, truly we cannot bear to hear someone talking badly about God. See, that's what David is. You know, this hatred is not so much of the person as what the person was doing. And we're supposed to hate evil. We have to really, you know, depart from the wicked. You know, thoughts come from the heart. If our heart is right, then our thoughts that we have will be pure thoughts as well. David wasn't hating on nobody, but he hated the fact that they couldn't get that God is who he is. You see, great David requested God to remove anything that was not of him. And it was a good reason for the request, for God to find anything that needed to be changed. And then he's saying, help me to change it. You know how we say, dear God, if you find anything in me that's not of you, please take it out. That's what David's saying. The one who leads us and guides us and teaches us is the Holy Spirit of God. Each one of us have something in our lives that could be improved upon. David is saying, after I done told you that he's omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, and all of the wonderful things he did, and it's too much for you to even contemplate. He say, I'm telling you all that. He say, then you can look at yourself and realize that there could be room for improvement. We should ask God to search our innermost being and to purge out these things which is not of him. The best way to get rid of any darkness that we might have hidden away is to turn on the light. The light does away with darkness. And when I get ready to close tonight, I just want you to know God is wonderful. He's faithful. He's merciful. He's kind. He's everlasting. He has all of our best interests at heart. He's a jealous God. See, even though David did all of those things and God still used him, you see, the trouble with doing sin is that God gonna still could still use you, and God, if you a Christian, you're still gonna be saved. But David had the answer to the consequences in his life. David's house was divided from the beginning of his sinning, and even after David was dead. But David loved God. Lets us know no matter how much we love God, and even though we love God, we are human. And we will, not sometime, but we will make mistakes. But just as David did, we should go to God in repentance and turn towards doing right. And as I close with this tonight, when you truly understand who God is, you can trust him with your life completely. See, we ought to be able to trust God more now than we did even last week, definitely last month, and positively more than 10 years ago. You know, I have a friend that evaluate life every 10 years and see the progress, what has been made. And, if you still only trust in him the way you did 10 years ago, something not right with that picture. When you truly understand who God is, you can then trust him with your life completely. And God wants the best for us. And trusting God is saying that God knows best. That's our program for tonight. And I'm so glad to be with you guys tonight. As always, I want y'all to know that if you take care of God's business, he'll take care of yours. I'm a witness of that. No matter how smart we are, no matter how much money we make, no matter all of the places we've been and all of the things we did, God is in the control. God has a master plan for his people, and each of us has an intended purpose. So if there's any comments, anyone would like to pray, words of encouragement, prayer that may be needed, anybody have a praise report? We got a little time tonight, y'all. So, it would be good if y'all press the button and just talk a while, It would be nice. I had ask you guys to pray for Sister Pauline Scott's family. She was one of our faithful Wednesday night Bible study participants. She's been with us for over 3 years, from what I understand, and she's now going home to be with the Lord. I'm gonna miss my friend. But God is in control. He don't make any mistakes. So I want y'all to continue to pray for Pauline Scott's family. I got a call from another family today because, they heard about what we do on Wednesday night Bible study. We call out the name of a person that need prayer. And we are asked to call them out by name in the prayer. So another request came for Wednesday night Bible study. It's a man named Jesse Bivens, B. And start with a B. And he's in Tulane Hospital. And I think he's in a coma. But they're asking for prayer for him. So keep that in mind as well. I'm asking that you pray for my sister in Christ, Patricia Webb. Pray for her wellness as well as Bonita Washington. Pray for her as well. Anybody else have any names, you could bring them right now so they could go through the drawing of grace. You know, y'all don't know anybody who need prayer. Any praise reports? Any words of encouragement? Call, I have caller 504-231-93. Your mic is open.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. I just want to say when I was driving and when I got on the line, I heard you speaking of the awe of God and the awesomeness of God. And it was just so funny because the place where I had just left, the women were talking about the awesomeness of God and how wonderful he is. So I just, you know, that was just verification that God was in the midst of that conversation. And I do want to lift up my daughter, Onika Drew, who suffers from mental illness. My prayer is that she will be delivered from that.
I thank you so much, woman of God. And, you know, it you know, plenty of times I get calls and some people sometimes tell me, I went to Bible study today and the man or woman of God, they was talking about the same thing that you were talking about. But God, you know, has a way to make things known. And for what
that's
he wants
right.
to be pressed on our mind, he's going to put it on the mind of the people that's going to go before his people in his behalf. So
right.
even something like that is not a coincidence because God
right.
is in control.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to give you a call tomorrow, my sister.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much. I have another caller, caller 504-795. Your line, your mic is open. 504-205-79. I'm sorry.
Hi.
Caller number.
Hi. Hello?
Go ahead, darling.
I'm sorry. Hi, this is Angelique. All I can say is thank you for this message. I thank you for this. Just having this class every week, I look forward to it. I know so many people wait for Empire at this time, but I say, no, I am waiting for the call, so I can get the word because it helps me so much. And I'm calling tonight to lift up my mother in prayer. Her name is Albertine Holmes. She is 79 years young. And constantly, lately, all she talks about is she's ready to go. And it scares me. Not really scares me, but it just, I just don't like it because I'm just not used to her talking that way. And I'm just praying that God will let her know she's still here and he's still using her and she's still needed to do his work. So I just ask you to lift her up in prayer, Albertine Holmes.
We will do, sister. And thank you so much for the comments and
thank
make
you.
The lesson complete. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
I have another caller. Your number is 504-279-54. Your mic is open.
Yes. I'm calling for prayers. I went to the doctor today only to find out that I have a very long journey in getting well. So it's going to take a lot of prayers as well as the doctors to get me back right. And I'm going to need those prayers to help me.
You want to give them your name, caller?
Oh, my name is Gwen Ward.
And for everybody out there, that's my sister-in-law. And we are also sisters in Christ, and we fellowship together on Sundays. And that's really a blessing when You know, you could do things with your family, and you know, you could be in oneness with your in-laws. You know, I love you, sister-in-law, and we're going to definitely be praying for you, and I'm going to call you to get the report from the doctor. But I want you to know we're going to believe the report of the Lord, and we're asking that everyone join in with prayer for her. Thank you so much, sister-in-law, for calling in, and we're going to be prayerful for you and with you.
And I thank you.
Is there any other callers? Is there anyone who would like to pray tonight? Sister Angelique? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Would you like to lead us in prayer tonight?
I didn't press the button, but I cannot say no to praying, so I have to do it. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight thanking you for this wonderful message, thanking you for the messenger, thanking you for everyone that's on the call, knowing that nothing happened by accident or coincidence, that everything was divinely done by you. God, I am just so in awe of you. As my sister said earlier, you are so awesome. Little things, big things, all things, you take care of it. I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. There are so many things that only you can do. Only you can do. Just give us the knowledge and the patience to know that you are doing it. And we just need to be in peace, content, and confident, knowing that we serve a true and living God that will take care, that has taken care of, will always take care of everything we need. As long as we take care of God's business, He'll take care of ours. I thank Him for today. When I said I had a financial issue and I looked at my hands and I said, God, you gave me talent to take care of what I need to take care of, and I'm using my talent. So I thank Him. I thank Him. I thank Him. I thank you for all being on this call tonight. I know we have so many things that we're bringing to God tonight, and I know that He is able and He will heal us and He will take care of, He will bless that sister, because I know that I thought of this today, that when the doctors say that's all they can do, our reply should be thank you, because we know only God can do what we need done. So I'm happy now if a doctor ever tells me we've done all we can do. So, God, I just thank you for your awesome power. I thank you for your humorous love that you just make us know that it's you, and it's just like a personal joke. So, Lord, I just thank you. Let me stop because I'll go on and on. But I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, sister. And the reason I press your button, because once you press the button, if you try to press it again, I won't be able to get a prompt. So I was really just checking, because if you were, I wouldn't be able to see it. Once you open it up, you know, I can't get a second open up for you. You can't prompt me to open it up a second time. But I know you're able, and I know you're ready. And it's in my spirit that you all, I wasn't putting you on the spot.
Oh, that's all right. That's a good thing.
Yeah. But I want the listeners to know that I just didn't put you on the spot. I know you. I know your spirit. You know, I know who you are in Christ Jesus. And I know you never refuse the things of God. So I just threw that in.
Thank you.
I know. Thank you. And caller, your number is 23193. I want to know the name of your daughter because I got everybody else's name, but I didn't write it down.
Oh, okay. Her name is Onika, O-N-E-K-A. And her last name is Drew, D-R-E-U-X.
Okay. Thank you so much. I wanted to put it in my prayer thing.
Okay.
Thank you so much, sister. And at this
Thank
time,
you.
We're going to close. But I just want to lift up all of the name of the sick and the shut-in and asking that each and every one of you touch and agree that we will, that God, of course, will have his way and his will going to be done. But we making all petition known in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I want to ask you that you look down upon Benita Washington. Stop by Patricia Webb, dear God. Look down on Jesse Bivens. Look down on Sister Albertine. Look down on Gwendolyn Ward. And look down on Omika Drew, dear God. You know what they need. You know the outcome. You told us in a lesson tonight that you knew us before we was formed in our mother's womb. And you know us all the way through eternity. But, Lord, we're going to respect and give reverence and honor to your will. But we letting you know our petition. And, Lord, no matter what happens with all of these situations, we're going to trust you. And, Lord, we also know that you know best. And, Lord, we asking that you don't let them suffer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. That's our program for the night. I want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. And there's nothing you could do about it. And I want you to remember, if you do God's, take care of God's business, God will take care of yours. God made no mistakes. Hallelujah. God is loving on you. Pay attention to what God is doing in your life. Because you see, he could be doing a lot of things and you may be missing it. So that's our program for tonight. I want to say good night, be blessed, God's protection be upon you until we meet again in the mighty name of Jesus. I have another call, y'all, so if y'all just be patient. I got a caller, their number is 335-624. Your mic is open.
Yes, hi, Miss Diane. This is Kathy Foxworth and Willie Foxworth here tonight.
Praise God.
And we just want to say hi, and I want to take and extend Mother's Day to everyone that's listening all over the world because I'll be traveling this weekend. I'm asking for prayer to put flowers on my grandmother and my mama this weekend. I'm going to New Iberia, Louisiana. So I'm asking for prayer and strength for me and my family because this time is hard for everybody that don't have their mother. But I still wanted to wish the listeners and the world a happy Mother's Day.
And Kathy Foxworth, I thank you. You see, sometimes I be forgetting things. You know, I forgot Mother's Day is coming up. And I know I need to say happy Mother's Day to all of these beautiful ladies that call in every Monday to this line. And God's prayers be with you and God's mercy be upon you. But, Kathy, thank you for reminding me that, reminding me of that because that's so important. But it just slipped my mind. And that's why they say we are one body with many members and each one of us holding the other ones up. So thank you for that shout-out. And I just want to say, just as well as you say it so eloquently, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. And I pray that God's blessings be upon you. Thank you, Kathy. And many kisses to you, Mr. Willie Foxworth. I love y'all. And God be with y'all.
All right.
And if there's no other callers pressing a button, we're going to say good night. And see you the same time, same place next week if God say the same. Good night, y'all. I love y'all so much.